Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Forgiveness has about it a mystery. And I think we all wonder at times, has God really forgiven me? I mean, all of these times I've gone back over and over, has He really, does He keep on forgiving me? Am I forgiven? And then we wonder, have I really forgiven other people? Have I forgiven them? Have I let them off the hook? And then have people forgiven me? So forgiveness is a big, mysterious word.
The truth is, you can trust God's forgiveness. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Forgiveness, and shows you how you can enjoy a heart full of forgiveness. Stay with us and hear more from Dr. Young on The Winning Walk. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, we have a quick request for you. We're asking for your help to reach a vital $300,000 year-end goal and keep this program going strong in the new year. As we wrap up another year of ministry together, your support to help finish on strong financial footing is so important because it means making an eternal difference in more lives like yours in the year ahead. That's why a generous donor has offered a $75,000 challenge grant to inspire friends like you to give and help reach this critical goal before December 31st. So please call now to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you strong in 2020 and going out to impact many more lives. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Young with today's message, Forgiveness.
We've got no more problems in our world today than perhaps any other time in the history of humanity. We see revolution taking place virtually in every country in the Middle East. We see unrest in Africa, Central and South America. We see our own overwhelming economic challenges, moral challenges in America and in Europe. Wouldn't it be something, as we're looking for all of these answers with the brilliance of humanity, if people were simply introduced to Jesus Christ in Libya, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Canada, Europe, you name it, and given the operation manual, it says, this is how you live. What would happen? What would happen? That's our calling as members of the family of God. It all begins with learning how to pray, really. The apostles saw that when Jesus prayed, power came into his life. Supernatural power, amazing things in words and in miracles. And they watched him and they said, Lord, we want some of that. Teach us to pray like that. And Jesus gave to those followers, as he has given to us, his prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Notice how it begins. It's how all prayer must begin. Transcendence. We have to understand a little bit with whom we are speaking, with whom we are dealing, with whom we are listening to. Our Father, Abba, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It starts with reverencing the name of God. Be careful how we use God in humorous ways, his name. Be careful how we profane his name. Prayer begins with an awesome reverence toward our Father who art in heaven. And then we pray, hallowed, separate, special be thy name. Holy is thy name. Then we ask, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, it is in heaven. We're saying the kingdom will come. When does the kingdom of God come? The kingdom of God exists when God is king and Jesus is Lord. Wherever that is, there's the kingdom. Jesus is Lord, there's the kingdom of God. The king is in control, there's the kingdom of God. And we're praying that the kingdom of heaven will become the kingdom of this earth. And the affairs of this earth would be administered the way the affairs of heaven are administered. That is a big, supernatural, out of this world prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then notice how practical the prayer gets. We can say, well, Christianity is so otherworldly. It is, but yet it is also of this world. Give us this day our daily bread. You can't live without bread, physical needs. Give us this day the physical nourishment that we need. And then after we ask to give bread, we ask for forgiveness. Forgive us. Forgive us. Give, forgive, proper order. We have bread for this life. We have spiritual bread, so we'd experience forgiveness. It's physical and spiritual that we pray for. And what about this word forgiveness? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's Matthew 6. That's our verse today. Let's say it together. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you can, kneel. If you can't, just bow your head with me for a moment, please. Before we pray, ask the Holy Spirit right now to bring to your mind anyone that you haven't forgiven. Any grudge that you have, any bitterness towards someone you've entertained, any desire for revenge, any idea that they will get what they deserve. Does any names come to your mind? Some of it may go back through the years. Abuse. They embarrassed me. They exploited me. They used me. Any names come to your mind? Names of individuals you haven't really, truly forgiven. Parents, brother, sister, friends, anyone, any name come to your mind? Hold on to that name. Keep it in the front of your mind as we study this verse together. Father, I pray that you will speak and let me get out of the way as you do a healing work in the hearts and lives of many of us gathered here. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Forgiveness. That's a big word, isn't it? Forgiveness.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, we have a very important need to share with you. The Winning Walk teaching that you love just wouldn't exist without the consistent support of listeners like you. And that's why we're asking for your support to start 2020 on a firm financial footing by helping us meet our $300,000 year-end goal this month. Hitting this goal is so important that a generous donor has offered a $75,000 challenge grant that makes your gift go twice as far. That support ensures God's Word continues to reach you and so many others who need to hear it in 2020. And that's something our world desperately needs. So please give today to help share the proven truth of God's Word over the radio, on television, and online, encouraging people just like you all over the world. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching coming up after the break.
A lot of things you can forget and wonder about, you'll need this. You need to know how to get right with God, and you need to know how to stay right with God. Isn't that it?
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's more of Dr. Ed Young's message, forgiveness.
Then we wonder, have I really forgiven other people? Have I forgiven them? Have I let them off the hook? And then have people forgiven me? So forgiveness is a big, mysterious word. So we say, forgive us our debts, or forgive us our trespasses. And some translations said, forgive us of our wrongs. I like it, forgive us of our sins. I got that one. And you can do a linguistic study of the word for sin or trespasses or debts in the Bible. There's a lot of words. It means to miss the mark. It means to come up short. It means to step over the line. It means to get out of the path. It means to do your own thing. It means to rebel. There's a lot of word and nuances of the word sin and debts and trespasses and wrongs all the way through the scripture. But we worry about the Lord's Prayer. We say, you know, in some churches, they say debts. Other churches, they say trespasses. What's that all about? I like one simple explanation I read. He said it's the difference between the Scotchman and the Englishman. He said that you go to a Scottish Presbyterian church, they say, forgive us our debts. Scotchmen are into money and debt and being skinflints and cheap, and so they're worried about being in debt, so they use the word debt. Go to English church, Church of England, Episcopal Church. They say, forgive us our trespasses. The English are interested in property, in lines. And man, when you trespass, you go over that line. So the difference in being an Englishman and a Scotchman, debts and trespasses, I like to use the word sin. Forgive us our sin. Now somebody might say, why do we have to pray that? If we're a Christian, this is a believer's prayer. So I want us to see two simple basic things that every Jesus follower needs to have nailed down in their life. A lot of things you can forget and wonder about, you'll need this. You need to know how to get right with God, and you need to know how to stay right with God. Isn't that it? Can't get more basic than that. How do you get right with God? You need three words. Every person, if you don't have these words, write it down in your Bible. We need these three words the rest of our lives if we're Jesus followers. First of all, we need to get right with God. We need to stay right with God. What are those words? conviction. We become a Christian when the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. I have stepped over the line. I have fumbled. I have failed. I have struck out. I have lied. I have deceived. Conviction of sin is where it all starts. And the Holy Spirit does that. I can dangle everybody here over the fires of hell for 30 minutes. Say, ooh, boy, I'm glad to get out of there. But it is the Holy Spirit that brings conviction in my life and your life. That's the first step of being a Christian. Conviction. Got to have that word. Then there is confession. We're convicted of sin. We confess sin. Don't say, forgive me of my many sins. Spell it out. Be specific. Be specific. Confession of sin. And then what do? We repent. We turn away from all known sin. We move in the opposite direction. Now, this is how we become a Christian. Those three words, you have to have them to get right with God. Conviction, the Holy Spirit does it. Confession. And then we repent and we receive Christ. Bang, we're in the family of God. This, in one sense, is a judicial process. God is a holy God. He cannot tolerate debts, trespasses, wrongs, and sins. They have to be dealt with. You see, God doesn't leave any loose ends out there. So it has to be dealt with. We know that Jesus Christ came on the cross. He took all that I owe. He took every time I had stepped over the line. He took all of my sins and all of yours, and he died for us. He paid the price. He is a substitute for you in a court of law before Almighty God. He died on your behalf. He took the judgment that you and I deserve upon himself. This is what happens. This is how we get right with God. Those three words. Let me explain it in a very simple way. There was a family walking through the plains of Georgia. Grass about this high, taking a stroll, large, large valley. And they looked behind them and they saw a brush fire had started. And the wind was pushing that fire rapidly in their direction. There was no way they could escape. Fire was moving in, nowhere to run, flames everywhere. But the father, who was an outdoorsman, took a match and lighted a fire where the family was, and they established a burned out place, and they stepped back. The fire was coming, and this place burned out. So after the grass here was burned, they got his family in the middle of that burned out place. And when the fire was moving rapidly for them, it just went around them. There was nothing to burn. They were safe. It went over them. They were not harmed or singed in any way, because there was nothing to burn. The fire moved over them. This is what happens on the cross. We stand in judgment for our sin. Jesus has already paid the price. There's no double jeopardy there. And so we have to stay in that burned out place with Christ at the cross. And the judgment passes over us, because there's nothing for you and for me to be judged about, because Jesus has paid the price. He has paid it all. See? We're in that burned out place. This is how we get right with God. You got to have those three words: conviction, confession, repentance.
Today's message on the winning walk, entitled Forgiveness. Dr. Ed Young will continue in just a moment. Whether 2019 was a year of joy and new adventures, or one marked by challenges, we hope this program helped point you to God's truth, love, and guidance through His Word. Whatever experiences God has put in your path this year, He has been with you every step of the way. And we need your help to keep that encouragement coming your way in 2020. Your support is vital to help hit our $300,000 year-end goal and continue sharing God's proven truth with listeners just like you all over the world. And thanks to a $75,000 challenge grant, your gift today will go even further to make it all possible. But we must reach this goal by December 31st, so please don't wait. Call now to give 1-800-350-WALK 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns right after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I hope you'll visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young once again with more of today's message, forgiveness.
So what do you do about sin in the life of a Christian? You need those same three words to stay right with God. Conviction of sin, the Holy Spirit does that. Confession of sin and repentance from sin. To get right, there's where we go. To stay right, there's where we go. And let's talk about confession. You know our problem with confession? Our problem is the little weak word, but. Let me tell you, we don't own our sin. This is how we confess. Lord, forgive me for losing my temper. I know I'm wrong, but everybody in my family has a temper. Lord, forgive me for those lustful thoughts, but you made me like this. Lord, forgive me for wanting the approval of people more than I want your approval. But isn't most everybody like that? You see, we put these little if, ands, or buts in there. Listen, confession is taking ownership of sin. I made the choice. I stepped out of bounds. I went in that direction. I am wrong. Don't put any defense up. Confess that sin. By the way, how long has it been since you've confessed a sin, something that you should have done and you didn't do? You know, we don't confess. Lord, I forgive me because I didn't. Oh, forgive me, Lord, because I did. But evidently, that's a big deal because in Matthew 25, Jesus is there, the sheep and the goats, and he says, hey, where were you when I was naked? You weren't there. Well, I need clothes. Where were you and I in prison? Where were you when I was broken? Where were you when I was hungry? Where was you and I have all these problems? And we say, Lord, we didn't know. We didn't see. We didn't know. He said, you didn't open your eyes. The little ones, the people around you, you should have known. What happens to us in this sins of omission, what we admit? Why do we miss things? We work with people, we live with people, and suddenly their lives move out in a disastrous way. They go into depression. They go into all, have all kinds of problems that just explode their lives. And you know what we say? You know, I see them all the time, and I didn't know.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope you were encouraged by today's message, and we want to remind you that we need your help to keep this kind of biblical teaching coming your way and going out to others around the world. Your support to help hit our $300,000 year end goal is vital to keep this program going strong in 2020, building up listeners like you all over the world in the proven truth of God's Word. And when you give today, your gift will go even further to make that possible thanks to a $75,000 challenge grant. If you've been encouraged in your faith through The Winning Walk, please consider giving today to help hit this important year-end goal and share the blessings of God's Word with others in the year ahead. Call 1-800-350-WALK and give today. That's 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for listening to The Winning Walk today. Join us again tomorrow as Dr. Young closes out his message with more proven truth to help you forgive and rest in forgiveness.